This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of December, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to return home. Therefore, forget all your bodily relationships, including your own bodies. Constantly remember me alone and become pure. Question. What subtle aspects connected with souls can only be understood by those who have refined intellects? Answer. 1. Souls have been gradually covered with rust like a needle. That rust can only be removed by staying in remembrance. Only when the rust is removed, that is, only when souls become Satopritan from Tamopritan, can there be the pull from the Father, and can souls return home with the Father. 2. To the extent that the rust is removed, accordingly your explanations will pull others. These are very deep and subtle aspects, which cannot be understood by those with gross intellects. Om Shanti. God speaks. Who entered your intellects? When God speaks, it is said at other Gita Pathshalas, they only have Sri Krishna in their intellects. Here, you children remember the Highest on High Father. At this time, it is the confluence age when you become the most elevated human beings. The Father sits here and explains to you children. Break all your relationships of bodies, including those of your own bodies, and consider yourselves to be souls. This is most essential. Only at the confluence age does the Father explain this. It is souls who become impure. Souls now have to become pure and return home. People have been remembering the purifier, but they don't know anything. The people of Bharat are in total darkness. Devotion is the night, and knowledge is the day. There is darkness at night and light during the day. The golden age is the day, and the iron age is the night. You are now in the iron age and have to go to the golden age. There is no question of anyone being impure in that pure world. When you become impure, there is the question of becoming pure. When you are pure, you don't even remember this impure world. Now that this world is impure, you remember that pure world. The impure world is the second half of the cycle, and the pure world is the first half. There cannot be anyone impure there. Those who were pure have now become impure. The 84 births that are spoken of refer to them. These are very deep matters and have to be understood. You have been performing devotion for half a cycle, and so you can't stop it that quickly. Human beings are in total darkness. Only a handful out of multi-millions emerge. This knowledge hardly sits in anyone's intellect. The Father says, the main thing is to forget all bodily relations and to remember me alone constantly. Souls have become impure and have to become pure. Only the Father gives this explanation. because this father is the principal, the goldsmith, the doctor, the barrister, everything. These names will not remain there. Even this study will not remain there. People study here in order to obtain employment. In earlier days, females didn't study as much. They learnt all of this later on. Who would look after the home if the husband were to die? This is why females learn everything. Such things don't exist in the Golden Age for you to worry about. Here, they save money for such a time. There, you don't have such thoughts to worry about. The Father makes you children so wealthy. In heaven, you have many treasures. Mines of diamonds and jewels are all overflowing. Here, the land has become barren and has no strength. There is the difference of day and night between the flowers there and the flowers here. Here, all the strength of everything has finished. Although they import seeds from America, etc., none of them has any strength. The land is such that you have to make a lot of effort. There, everything is Satapratan. The elements are Satapratan, and so everything else is Satapratan. Here, everything is Tamopratan. There isn't any strength left in anything. Only you understand this difference. Only in trance can you now see Satapratan things. The flowers there are so beautiful. It's possible that you can see the grain that they have there. You can understand it with your intellect. There, everything has so much strength. That new world doesn't enter anyone's intellect. Don't even ask about this old world. Such tall stories have been told that they have completely put all human beings to sleep in total darkness. When you tell them that very little time remains, they laugh at you. In reality, only those who consider themselves to be Brahmins will understand this. This is a new language, a spiritual study. Until the spiritual father comes, no one can understand anything. You children know the spiritual father. Those people teach yoga, etc., but who taught them? It can't be said that the spiritual father taught them. The father only teaches you spiritual children. Only Brahmins who belong to the confluence age understand this. Only those who belong to the original eternal deity religion will become Brahmins. There are so few of you Brahmins. In the world, there are so many different castes and creeds. There definitely must be a book in which you can find out how many religions and how many languages there are in the whole world. You know that none of those will remain. In the Golden Age, there was one religion and one language. You now know the world cycle. You can also understand that none of these languages will remain. Everyone will go to the land of peace. You children have now received this knowledge of the world cycle. Even when you explain to people, they don't understand this. You get eminent people to carry out openings because they are very well known and the sound will spread. Wonderful. The opening was carried out by the president or the prime minister. If this Baba were to do this, people would not believe that it was the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who carried out the opening. When important people like the Commissioner, etc., come here, others come running after them. No one would come running after this one. There are now very few of you Brahmin children. Only when there is a majority of you will they understand. If they were to understand this now, they would come running to the Father. Someone told one of the daughters, "We want to go directly to the person who taught you." However, if a needle is rusty, how can it be pulled by a magnet? Only when the rust is removed can the magnet pull the needle. Even if a slight part of the needle is covered with rust, it cannot be pulled that much. It will only be at the end, when you become such, that all the rust would be completely removed. You will then return home with the Father. Your concern now is that you have become Tamopratan and covered with rust. The more you stay in remembrance, the more the rust will be removed. Just as the rust accumulated gradually, so it will continue to be removed gradually. It will be removed in the same way. Just as the rust has accumulated, so too it has to be removed, and you have to remember the Father for that. Some people's rust has been removed a great deal by them having remembrance, whereas only a little of others has been removed. The more someone's rust is removed, the more he will be able to pull others with his explanations. These are very refined matters. Those who have gross intellects cannot understand these things. You know that a kingdom is being established. Many different methods continue to emerge day by day for you to explain to others. Previously, you didn't know that you would have exhibitions and museums, etc. As you make further progress, it's possible that there might be something else. There is now still time left before establishment has to take place. You mustn't become disheartened. If you are unable to control your physical organs, you fall. If you fall into vice, the needle will become very rusty. A lot of rust has accumulated through the vices. In the golden and silver ages, there is absolutely very little rust accumulated. And then, after half the cycle, it accumulates quickly. It is because you fall down that it is said viceless and vicious. There are signs of the viceless deities. The Father says the deity religion has disappeared, but the signs of it still exist. The best sign is this picture. You can take this picture of Lakshmi and Narayan around with you because you are becoming those. The kingdom of Ravan is being destroyed and the kingdom of Rama is being established. This is the kingdom of Rama and that is the kingdom of Ravan. This is the confluence age. There are so many points. Doctors keep so many different types of medicine in their intellects. A barrister has so many different points in his intellect. A very good book can be written about the many different topics. Then, when you go to give a talk, you can just quickly glance through the points. Those who have shrewd intellects would quickly glance through them. First of all, write down what you're going to explain. Sometimes you remember things after you have given the talk. If I had explained this, it would have been better. By explaining these points to others, they will also sit in your intellect. A list of topics has to be created. Select a topic and prepare the talk within yourself, or write it out and then check whether you were able to write down all of the points. The more work you do on this, the better it will become. The father understands that so-and-so is a good surgeon and has many points in his intellect. If you go from here having become full, you won't enjoy yourself without doing service. When you have exhibitions, 2 to 4 people sometimes emerge, or 6 to 8 people sometimes emerge. Sometimes not even one person emerges. Thousands may have seen the exhibition, but so few of them emerge from them. This is why you now continue to make very big pictures. You are continuing to become clever. You can also see what the condition of important people is. Baba has explained that you have to find out to whom you should give this knowledge. You should feel the pulse of those who are my devotees. Explain one main thing to those who study the Gita. Only the highest on high is called God. He is incorporeal. No bodily being can be called God. You children have now received full understanding. Sannyasis renounce their homes and run away. Some run away in childhood while still celibate. It would be the same for them in their next birth. They definitely take birth through a mother's womb. Until they marry, they are free from bondage, and so they don't remember their relations that much. When they are married, they remember all their relations. It takes time. They cannot become free from bondage so quickly. Everyone knows his own life story. Sannyasis understand that they themselves were previously householders, and that they then took up renunciation. Your renunciation is greater, and this is why it takes effort. Those sannyasis rub ashes on themselves, shave their heads, and change their form of dress. You don't need to do anything like that. Here, it isn't even a question of changing your dress. It doesn't matter if you don't wear a white sari. This knowledge is for intellects. I am a soul and I have to remember the Father. It is through this that the rust will be removed and I will become Satipatthan. Everyone has to return home. Some will become pure through the power of yoga, and some will experience punishment before returning home. You children have to make effort to remove the rust, and this is why the fire of yoga is remembered. Sins are burnt in the fire. You will then become pure. The fire of lust is also called a fire. By burning in the fire of lust, you have become completely ugly. The Father says, now become beautiful. These things cannot sit in the intellect of anyone except you Brahmins. These are unique things. When people say to you that you don't even believe in the scriptures and that you have become atheists, tell them, we used to study the scriptures, but now the Father has given us this knowledge. It is through this knowledge that there is salvation. God speaks. No one can attain me by studying the Vedas or Upanishads, by making donations or by performing charity. It is only through me that you can attain me. Only the Father comes and makes you worthy. When a soul becomes rusty, he calls out to the Father to come and purify him. Souls that have become Tamopratan now have to become Satopratan. From being Tamopratan, souls have to become Tamo, Rajo, Sato, and then Satopratan. If anything goes wrong in between, more rust accumulates. The Father is making us so elevated. Therefore, there should be that happiness. People go abroad in great happiness to study. You are now becoming very sensible. You have become very Tamopratan and senseless in the Iron Age. The more love you have, the more they oppose you. You children understand that your kingdom is being established. Those who study well and stay in remembrance will attain a good status. The sapling is being planted in Bharat. Day by day, your name is being glorified through the newspapers. Newspapers are sent everywhere. The same journalists sometimes write good things and sometimes bad things because they rely on what they hear. They write whatever someone tells them. Many rely a lot on what they hear. That is called following the dictates of others. The dictates of others are devilish dictates. The Father gives elevated directions. When someone tells them something contrary, they stop coming. Those who remain busy during service are aware of everything. Whatever service you do here, that is your number one service. You do service here and you receive the fruit there. Everything you do here is with the Father. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. The needle of your soul has become rusty. Make effort to remove the rust with the power of yoga and become Satopratan. Never stop studying because of hearing what others tell you. 2. Keep your intellect full of points of this knowledge and do service. Give this knowledge after feeling their pulse. Become one with a very shrewd intellect. Blessing. May you be a detached observer with unlimited disinterest while seeing the scenes of sorrow and peacelessness in this iron-aged world. Whatever may be happening in this iron-aged world, you are constantly in the ascending stage. For the world there are cries of distress, whereas for you there are cries of victory. You are not afraid of any situation because you have become ready beforehand. You see all the types of games as detached observers, whether someone is crying or calling out loudly. There is pleasure in observing as a detached observer. Those who observe the scenes of sorrow and peacelessness of this iron-aged world as detached observers easily become those who have unlimited disinterest. Slogan: whatever type of land you want to prepare, as well as serving it with words, also serve it with your attitude. Affiat signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatite. Once a machine is set, it continues to work automatically. In the same way, set the stage of your complete and perfect stage, the stage equal to the Father's, that is, of the karmatite stage, in such a way that your thoughts, words and actions automatically continue according to that setting. Om Shanti.